The bushmen of the Kalahari Desert out on a hunt. The San people's language is as old as their culture, and one of the world's approximately 6,000 indigenous languages. These languages are not national tongues. They often are spoken by just a few people. In fact, the UN says that 96% of the world's languages are spoken by just 3% of the world's population. The UN also says that 90% of the world's non-national languages will die out this century if nothing is done to preserve them. Last year, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a historic declaration on the rights of indigenous people and has proclaimed 2008 the International Year of Languages. Lydia Nayati Ramahobo from Botswana says the loss will be incalculable.
The language carries the culture of a people and the knowledge that the people have.
After a recent three-day meeting in New York, the UN panel has proposed a list of language rights. They include the right to education in the mother tongue, the right to use indigenous languages in official proceedings, and access to mainstream media in indigenous languages. The panel also considers getting schools to teach in indigenous languages is important because it says 50% of the world's languages are losing speakers. Officials say their biggest obstacle is national governments that do not treat indigenous languages with the same respect that they do national ones.
Your language and you are not separate. So by not respecting my language, you're not respecting me. And therefore, I don't feel part of the nation state. So it creates conflict.
The panel's recommendations are non-binding, and with the United States, Australia, Canada and New Zealand, all countries where indigenous people live, voting against the UN's Declaration on Indigenous Rights, many languages may fade away forever. I'm Nathan King at the United Nations in New York for VOA News.